This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now, we're talking about beef stew.
Hey, what's up, people out there? Hello, everybody. This is your girl, K. Nicole, and this is Ladies Night. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for always tuning in. You know, we'll be on, I'm on, every Friday. Now, from 11 to 1, they done gave me some new time. You know, I'm a little hype right now. That's what's up. But you know what? Today is Friday, ladies. Ladies Night. Yeah, I'm feeling real good today. I don't know what it is. It's just sometimes, some days, you just have that feel-good feeling. And that's how I feel right now. So, you know, as always, I have some topics and some things that I feel like, you know, more women-centered. But, you know, always, I want the fellas to tune in and give me their opinions and whatever they feel they should speak about when it comes to the things on my topic list. Today, as most of y'all know, the topic for tonight is one night stand, bad or good. Now that could go a whole lot of ways. And I'm going to bring to you the rules of a one night stand, the pros and cons of a one night stand, and the proper etiquette. There's etiquette for a one night stand. That's just amazing. You know what I'm saying? So stay tuned in. You know, this is K. Nicole, Ladies Night, Beast Through Radio. I'm going to get into a little Rihanna right now. And then when I come back, we're going to go over the rules and the pros and cons of one night stands.
Taking shots in here. You want one?
Yeah.
to the freaking weekend. That's my joint right there. That is Rihanna. Cheers to the freaking weekend. But like I said, this is K Nicole. This is Ladies Night. Yeah, I'm on B Stew Radio. You could tune in or call in. A free number, toll free number, 1-877-288-6883. Or if you can't get through on that line, you can call in on 1-914-338-1685. Like I said, we're going to go over one night stands. Is it good? Is it bad? I wouldn't mind you calling in and telling me about maybe you had an experience with a one night stand. Who knows, you know? But before I get into that, I guess why I'm feeling so good, you know how the hair be popping. You know when your hair's right? When your hair got the right style, that got the face looking right, got your everything falling into place. I just went and got my hair braided this weekend. Last weekend, actually, my hair is still tight, you know. I got to give a big shout-out to my girl, Fanta. Fanta, my girl, Fanta. She an African hair braided, located at 122nd and 123rd Street on Lexington Avenue. I'm telling you, the whole shop is nice, actually. But, you know, Fanta, that's my girl. But that whole shop, you go there, you're gonna come out very, very happy. You know what I'm saying? When you go there, you see Fanta, you tell Fanta, I heard you on Ladies Night with K Nicole on B Stew Radio. You get $10 off, and $10 go a long way because you know how much braids cost, ladies. Hey, fellas, too, some of y'all get your hair braided, too. Let them know. $10 off, Ladies Night, K Nicole or B Stew Radio. Go see my girl Fanta at the African Hair Braiding, African and American Hair Braiding on 122nd and between 122nd and 123rd Street in Lexington Avenue. Make sure you have to check them out over there. Okay, back to the topic in hand. One night stands. Okay, they got like different one night stands, you know? They got like, I mean, well, one night stand is a one night stand, but then they got different levels of casual sex. Like they got the one night stand, which is most likely you go to a bar somewhere and meet somebody and y'all wind up, boom, smashing for that night. You know what I'm saying? And then you got the casual sex between friends. You know how it is. If you got a friend, I mean, you know. And that friend is looking good and he's attracted. It's just attraction there and y'all both know it. And it just happened. One day, you know, one of y'all say, like, it's really good. Can we get ready nasty together? And you know how that goes, so. Casual sex between friends. And then you have friends with benefits. So friends with benefits is can be a little tricky, you know what I'm saying? That's a friend, and you and this friend most likely going to have more than one encounter sexually, and you know how that turns out most likely. One of you guys are going to get feelings, and it could turn into a potential problem. So, you know, one night stands could go either way, you know. According to me, I don't know. My feelings is, I don't know. I never had one. I just, you know, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. But, you know, even in this whole research, they have rules on a one-night stand. Like, that's amazing to me. Like, there's rules to the game, too. Like, wow. I'm going to tell you how the list goes down with the rules. One, always have a condom. Always have protection. You feel kind of stupid? No, you wouldn't feel stupid. I agree with that one. Definitely have protection. Always keep protection. Number two, don't give them your phone number. You can't even get a one night stand your phone number. And in the case of her or him stalking you, so that good, you know, that's crazy. Number three. They must be a stranger. Like, this is important on the list of rules of having a one-night stand. They must be a stranger. Because sometimes it can get awkward. You have sex with somebody, you know. And guess what? Either it was bad or good, or somebody going to be telling somebody. And it's not really that one-night stand. It might be a one-night nightmare. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you. Four, do not be drunk. Well, ain't that most of the times when people wind up in that one-night stand situation, a little drinking, a little mingling, you know. I got somebody in the line. Let me see what they want to say. Hello, K. Nicole with Ladies Night. Hello, how are you?
Hi, hello? My name is Scott. You having all these different rules and regulations to one night stand. One night stand is a one night stand. There is no rules to it.
Well, you know, I'm just doing the research, babe. This is what the research saying. They say they got some, but let me ask you this: when you have your one night stand, you give them your number.
Yeah.
You always got your protection. Oh, you give them the number? So that does that count as a one night stand still?
Anything. It could be at a party with a friend. Most likely it's when you're drinking anyway. That's the whole idea of a one night stand, right?
Yeah. I don't know. There's some people do it. Everybody don't drink and they still have one night stands. So, but I'm just saying, down these rules line, you don't agree with none of this?
I mean, the whole rules of no drinking and one night stands, usually when you go to a party or you meet someone at a friend's place, or maybe you just meet somebody online.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, yeah, I totally agree with you. But they're just, I guess this is just a couple of tips so you'll be safe on a one night stand tip. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know who you meet out there. You never know who you go home with, and you never know who you bring home with you.
Yeah. So
there's always got to be rules or something, right?
Okay. The rules. What do you mean by you've never experienced a one night stand?
I just never had one. Just didn't happen for me like that.
That's
supposed to have a special connection when y'all do that one night stand, right? I ain't get there. I don't know.
It could be somebody that you went to school with, maybe a coworker.
It could be. If it ever happens one day, maybe not. It may never happen. I'm married now, so I'm happy.
Oh, okay. I don't have any subject in it because I don't know who's listening. I already said my name, so it doesn't
Scott,
matter.
Scott, you said Scott, right?
Oh, you're trying to blow it up even more. Come on.
Oh,
get my... all
right. I don't know who know you either, but thanks for calling, Scott.
Okay.
I appreciate your call, man. Stay tuned in, all right? Always tune in. If you got
all
anything
right.
else to say, no, you can always stay on the line. Stay on the line.
Oh, I'm not putting my dirty jaws out there.
Oh, good God. Who knows? Maybe you could give us a good insight in a one-night stand. So what you think? I mean, I don't know. Maybe your one-night stand. How many one-night stands have you had?
I'm not going to mention that. I know everyone has had some experience in a one-night stand. But sometimes a one-night stand could be, you know, sometimes a person want to come back for seconds and thirds.
But then that's not a one-night stand no more then, right?
Yeah, exactly. But sometimes that's what stops the one-night stand and the seconds and thirds anyway, because the person doesn't want to get attached.
Mm.
More than likely, it's the woman that doesn't want to be attached.
Oh, wow. I thought it would be the fellas.
No, it would be the woman more than anything, because the woman doesn't want to get her heart broken.
Oh, so she just wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am. No,
yeah.
That's what you got. But, yeah, I appreciate you calling in, man. Stay tuned in.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Wow, that was Scott. Scott don't want to hear the rules. He don't want to hear shit about shit. He just want to get it done, you know? I appreciate your insight, Scott. Keep going down the list. Like I said, number two was don't give them your phone number. Number three, they must be a stranger. I said that. Number four, do not be drunk. It would be better to not be drunk because you'd probably be more on the safer side if you're not drunk. I'm not saying don't have a little drink, don't get a little tipsy. You know how you do it. But don't get those sloppy drunk where you don't really know what's going on. You know, that might not set for a good one-night stand. Could be some regrets in that one. Number five, do not give your place of address. Well, that all depends because if the person is coming to your house, but in these rules, they're saying that you should never bring nobody home with you. You should always do your one-night stand somewhere else, just in case. I guess this is a person with a family. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't even be doing a one-night stand anyway. But they're saying don't come home with a one-night stand. You know, go somewhere else. But then again, can that be dangerous? What if that one-night stand sets you up somewhere else? You don't even know where you at and drunk. See, there's rules to this. Gotta follow the rules, you know. I got five more coming down the list. This is your girl, K. Nicole. This is Ladies Night. I'm on every Friday. And today, we just gonna keep on moving down the list of one night stands, but for I'm going to turn on the music a little bit, and I'll be right back.
And I'm looking up at the sky. Rich fella, niggas, my mindset.
Maybach music.
But my AK talking about getting some more money, nigga.
If you need that Pablo, me El Chapo. But me no Ablo. You can see me tomorrow. Now please bring the Chavo. The key is in the Tahoe. If you don't need that Chavo, better flee when you see that cow.
Me El Guapo, El Jefe. Y'all niggas better respect me. That text spray, when that text spray, it'll leave more than your neck. Protect me, a nigga with nice and checkmate. And it's chess game, it's checkmate. That's new domestic checkmate. From Mexico, that's sexy hoe. These twisties break like Pepsi, bro. I'm busy getting football money. Shoot yourself, Plexico. Friends see my white girl, told me that they're sexy, bro. Bros, they seen the same and told your boy to get an extra boat. If Rich Porter, that nigga Porter here, my New York niggas probably think I'm fucking Porter here. 100 cash, daddy, place your order here. Charles Mitchell, I'm Pablo. Want them imported with.
If you need that Pablo, me El Chapo. But me no Ablo. You can see me tomorrow. Now please bring the Chavo. The key is in the towel. If you don't leave that Chavo, better flee when you see that cow.
Ballin', so keep the kilos in the attic, Chico. Nino is what they call me in that Portofino. Barry White bumping in my sweet ass, I'm fucking Sheila. E. Ecstasy, I'm in that type of vibe. Weed, better 100 pounds, you couldn't blow my high. Ma, you should never cross the fam, nigga. Trick you out your life, cause I don't know now, nigga. Lord, is the only name your mama cries? Why? Is the only question, nigga, as you die. Ride. Charlie Hustle is a friend of mine. 10 keys, nigga, meet me at that finish line. The new Porsche cost 100 racks. Took your work, that's an abortion if you're trying to stack. You know my name and you know I'm about it. Double M, 100 okay. M's, never die.
If you need that Pablo, me El Chapo. But me no Ablo. You can see me tomorrow. Now please bring the Chavo. The key is in the towel. If you don't leave that Chavo, better flee when you see that cow.
Guitar in front of the club, got it looking like like the Javits Center. Biggie Jesus piece, 50 carats in it. This ain't no rabbit shit, nigga, or a magic trick, but I make a 100 disappear without the abracadabra shit. This is day one work, you little ass bitch. One life for my Charlie Sheen could kill 2.5 men. If being broke is a joke, I wasn't laughing. When you were trying to drown, my hood looked like the ass man. Yeah, you got a nigga moving weight again. Numbers that I got on me. J and OG wanna play it again.
Yeah.
If I ain't say it, then I'll say it then. 20 on the arm for MMG. Good day, my friend.
If you need that Pablo, meet me El Chapo. But me no Ablo. You can see me tomorrow. Now please bring the Chavo. The key is in the towel. If you don't leave that Chavo, better flee when you see that cow. If you need that Pablo, meet me El Chapo. But me no Ablo. You can see me tomorrow. Now please bring the Chavo. The key is in the towel. If you don't leave that Chavo, better flee when you see that cow.
This is K Nicole, Ladies Night, and we're going down the rules of a one-night stand. It's amazing to me that they even have rules to the one-night stand. But I guess, you know, on a safety level, you should know a few things, you know. I'll read back the first five I went through, and I'm going to go down my next five on the list. All right, always have condoms. Do not give them your phone number. They must be a stranger. You can't know this person. Somebody you don't have to run into again. Don't be drunk. All right. Now, you know, that could, you could take it different ways, you know. Nobody said don't be a little tipsy. Don't have a drink or two. But don't be all drunk and don't know what's going on. Don't know what's happening to you. Don't go to your place. Do not bring them to your place. They say you take them somewhere else. Preferably, probably a little hotel room, you know. Y'all part y'all ways. All right, now I'm going to go down my next five. Number six, do not use your car. You don't want this person to remember your license plate or remember that color or remember your car. Remember, they wind up seeing you somewhere, you know, blowing your spot up. I mean, that's if you get one of them fatal attraction type of situations. So, you know, you might not want to use your car. But if you do use your car, go somewhere far and deep, and hopefully she's drunk or he's too drunk to remember. All right? All right, number seven, do not eat anything weird before. Okay, yes, please, fellas, oh, ladies, whatever. When you're going out and you eating with somebody, I mean, preferably no onions, preferably no garlic. Come on, don't have the yuck mouth on a date. That will definitely kill your one-night stand. So, you know, try to stick to something light, something without onions and garlic, something that won't upset your stomach. So don't eat anything weird, number seven. Number eight, don't fall asleep. Now, you know that's a possibility, but, you know, falling asleep can be a problem. You don't want to fall asleep. You don't want to wake up and see a big ugly face staring at you like, what the heck just happened? Or even worse, a table full of breakfast ready for you. Like, she or he is waiting for you to stay for the rest of the afternoon, turned out, you know? So you don't want to fall asleep, you know? Get it in, do what y'all going to do, and keep it moving. This is the rules, man. You're down to number eight on the rules. Number nine, do not leave any track. All right, fellas, ladies, listen, do not run out of there without your t-shirt. Do not run out of there without your underwear. Listen, find your underwear before you leave. Yo, that's the number one mistake right there. Find your underwear. I mean, what the hell? You can't get your underwear and keep it moving, but I do understand in a night of passion, hey, you don't know where shit went, so, you know, I don't know. But try not to leave no track. And before I get into number 10, I'm going to play a little more music. This is your girl, K Nicole. This is Ladies Night, B-Stew Radio, and here we go.
Convict. Fifth Amendment. like Seattle. West Coast original. Yeah. Come on, hey. Now when them guns start cocking and them shells start popping, empty R30 shots, throw the shells in my pocket. Haters watching, contemplating. On point, I can spot them from a mile away. And I never sleep, shit, I'm wide awake. 187, a nigga like I'm Robert Blake. Hey, heaven's sake, what a nigga gotta do to make a half a million without these bitch niggas catching feelings?
Around so much snow, I'm freezing. Every day I see a truckload leaving. No telling what I got for sale. Got cash, cash, case we need bail. Hungry niggas on the block just scheming. All you niggas need to take it easy. Double shotty with the milk fruit split. Don't think you wanna fuck with my bread. And it's spending more where that came from. Trying to tell you, kid, I'm not that one. And it's spending more where that came from. You never catch me without stack guns. And it's spending more where that came from. Trying to tell you, kid, I'm not that one. And it's spending more where that came from.
You used to hang in the street, straight banged in the street, in the lanes with the beef, take that. I was trained in the street, take names with the heat, but same when police said trash, yeah. Basically, I'm still paranoid. So if it's up to me, I live by the sword. Ain't no telling what I throw been some. And it's when the more where that came from.
And it's when the more where that came from.
Hey.
Trying to tell you, kid, I'm not that dumb.
Oh, yeah.
And it's when the more where that came from. You never catch me without that gun. And it's when the more where that came from.
And the more where that came from.
Trying to tell you, kid, I'm not that dumb. And it's when the more where that came from.
Stacey Adams.
Never catch me without
I guarantee
gun.
You will never catch young S slipping without a pistol. Got a clip full of hollows, chrome government issue. Dirty hairy shit, nigga, make my day. Black bag, any nigga violate my space. Yeah, you know me. Pass chip the clip, say reload me. Fully auto, three shot burst, what up, homie? Nigga, pull his strap out, I still run up on him. Better squeeze high off amphetamines and Tony. Split second, turn his head, got him dead to right. I'm the devil in the flesh, so prepare for Christ. Manic depressing, I brandish the weapon, so keep stepping. Black talons flying, empty the snorkel in 3 seconds. Give a fuck about death, stare him dead in his eyes. How you gon' kill a nigga who ain't scared to die? Shoot it out till it's over, nigga, I ain't done. Two more drums, there's plenty more where that came from, nigga.
And there's plenty more where that came from.
Plenty more where that came from.
Trying to tell you, kid, I'm not that one. And there's plenty more where that came from.
Ooh, yeah.
You never catch me without that gun.
Hey.
And there's plenty more where that came from.
Plenty more where that came from.
Trying to tell you, kid, I'm not that one. Supermarket stealing, trying to figure out a way to get paid. Too much food and I had to get paid. Even if a man walk around packing, before you know it, I was carjacking. All black from the back with the gas. Come on, dog, get up out that real easy. And it's plenty more where that came from. Trying to tell you, kid, I'm not that one. And it's plenty more where that came from. You never catch me without that gun. And it's plenty more where that came from.
Booty cheeks, I'm just too sweet when they look at my physique. French on my feet, cost about 50. I swing from a pole, Missy swing from a tree. I'm Muhammad Ali, cause I can sing like a bee. You know about that, so cute and fat. I let him hit it once, I'm about to do it, come back. Cause the back full stack, like it's sitting on the jack. Missy be the meter Mac, that's a true fact.
Chain, chain, getting paid over here. Chain, chain, getting paid over here. Thursday, baby, bring it over here. Thursday, baby, bring it over here.
Big things clap, little things tap. If you talk a lot and your mouth, it gets loud. Don't flop, cause I only get the props. House on the water, Aston Martin in the lot. Look at my watch, cost a whole lot. So iced out, you can't see it, tick tock. Yeah, I'm so hot and I can't be top. Artists drop down like Michael Jackson socks. Got the game locked, make your body rock. If missing ain't none of these songs, don't knock. You might get mopped like a floss, don't rock. You don't need to spit it, let your lip lock talk.
Chain, chain, getting paid over here. Chain, chain, getting paid over here. Thursday, baby, bring it over here. Thursday, baby,
what you
bring
know
it
about
over
me?
Here.
Do my money maker, see my money maker, see my money maker. Hey, what up, baby? Hey, what up, baby? Mix it with your heart, do your damn thing. Just like a chain, poop is gonna hang. Mm-hmm. Just flame, go ahead and let it bang. Make the hair stand like the hair on Don King. Mm-hmm. Shame, I shine like bling bling. Call me a queen, mean chicks stay in your lane. Mm-hmm. I feel so mean if you know what I mean. So fresh and clean, you can call me Irish mm-hmm. Spring.
What you know about that?
Talk like X-Flex. If it gain whack, then you ain't saying jack. Mm-hmm. Just like that, yeah, yeah. To get axed, cause I got more hits than you can get out of a bag.
Chain, chain, getting paid over here. Chain, chain, getting paid over here.
Crazy.
Thursday, baby, bring it over here. Thursday, baby, bring it
you
over here.
Do my money maker. Do my money maker. Do my money maker. Do my money maker.
Hey, what are you for the best? Hey, what are you for the best?
Thank you. staying right late all night like me. Call you Fruity Pebbles cause you got so many fly bags. Purple ones, yellow ones, sky blue, the wine bag. Hermes, wherever you lay your eyes at. Red card, black card, I could buy that. Louis Vuitton, I'm truly the Don Christian. Louis Vuitton, the bluest charm. I'm a real G, real G's do real things. And I can keep the secret is the song that I sing. Y'all I mean?
Girl K Nicole, and this is Ladies Night. Ladies Night. Now today we've been going over the, you know, the rules of the one night stand. The rules, we talked about casual dating, casual sex. We talked about friends with benefits.
Friends,
you know,
with benefits. We didn't even let them know I was in the building.
This is DJ Big Stu. I mean, can I just finish my little? And Lord,
I just
like,
want everybody to know I'm in the building.
All right. In the building with me, DJ Big Stu.
What's good?
In the building.
What's up?
All right.
One night stand.
Good. You know I went down to 9.
Start all over for me. I want to go over them with you.
All right.
And then we get to number 10.
We went over, make sure you have protection.
Hold on. That's number one. Yeah, that's a good one. You know what I'm saying? You definitely got to have protection, you know? I agree with that
totally
one.
Totally agree with that one.
A dude is always supposed to have protection, especially single dude. Well, if you're married, you ain't supposed to have protection because you're with your, you know, your wife. But if you're not, you're married and you're single and you're doing your thing, you're supposed to always keep a Jimmy in your pocket. All right, so go ahead. Let's go down.
Number 2, always don't be drunk. Don't drink.
You always be drunk.
I'm wrong. Number 2 is don't give them your number. Excuse me.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's good.
There's
no need for one. It's not a one night stand if you got the number, because then you can call me and it could happen again. So that's why it's not.
You know what? I agree with you, DJ Big Stu. That's kind of crazy.
Well, I could call you if it's good and you know it could happen again.
It's definitely not a one night stand.
Yeah.
That's going to be a casual.
3 times it's a relationship.
That's a friend with benefits. You know what? I got somebody on the line. Who's this? Hello, caller.
Who? Me?
Oh, yes, you. Who's that?
Me.
That's the Kappa?
Oh, what's going on?
Hey, the Kappa in the building.
Yes, it's me inside of the building. What's going on, K Nicole? What up, Big Stu?
Well, you know, we know, Kappa, we definitely going to get your opinion on this. I'm going down one night stand rules. They got rules to it. Like,
rules?
What you think?
I don't know. I don't think it's good. Like, all right, like, let me tell you my experience.
Oh,
right? One time, you know, I had a one night stand. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just
hanging, you know, just minding my own business. You know what I'm saying? You know, just going from spot to spot. You know, and you know, just one just stood out. I'm like, yo, you know, it was good. You know, it's like, you know, it's like one of them things. You know, where it kind of had to be. You know,
it had to be.
Yeah, it kind of had to be, but it, you know, it shouldn't have been, but it kind of had to be. So I'm like, all right, you know, this is what's up. You know, this can work. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I took her home.
Took her home. That's one of the rules, Kappa. That's one of the
rules. What, to not take her home?
To don't bring her to your house.
Okay, well, see, I already messed that up. So, I take her home, you know what I'm saying? You know, take her in the bedroom, you know, and things is all, well, I'm not supposed to take her to the bedroom either.
No. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Okay, all right. So, but, you know, I take her to the bedroom, you know, and it's all good, but it's like, you know, instead of, like, you know, I was on one side of the bed, you know what I'm saying? She was on the other side, on the other side of the bed. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, just kind of trying to figure out how we going to make things fit. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, that started off kind of messed up. Y'all supposed to be, like, in an animal state, right? Like,
it was kind of weird. So then I'm like, all right, you know, let's get things going. So you know, I found little things. I started putting little things in her drawers. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, no.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I put little things in her drawers and everything, and that was all good. Cause, you know, she kind of liked that. It was something different, you know.
Put
some things in her drawers. What does that mean? You know, put some big things too, but you know, I just put things in her drawers. It was like, you know, like a game, you know what I mean?
Put things in her drawers. Damn.
Yeah.
All right.
So, you know, all of this, it was coming to a head, you know. So I want to shed some light, you know what I'm saying? So, boom, you know, to dim the light, you know what I'm saying? I get the lamp. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but, the lamp.
Yeah, you know, yeah, you know, keep a little dim, so you know what I'm saying? I got everything, you know, in the drawers, you know what I'm saying? I got the lamp dim. And then it hit me that it just isn't right, and it should have never happened because the other lamp has nowhere to sit.
Wow.
So one night stand, you need two night stands. You can't have one night stand because, first of all, I didn't have enough things to put, you know, I had too much stuff. I couldn't fit all of it in her drawers.
Oh,
I couldn't
man.
Fit everything in her drawers. And the other lamp was jealous because it was only one night stand. What was the other lamp? Oh, the other lamp get mad. The lamp got mad at the other lamp, like, yo, you know what I'm saying? You sitting on her. So that's why I'm totally against one night stands.
Oh, man. Kappa. All right, Kappa is against one night stands.
But let's go down the list for her, because I don't believe her list. Kappa.
All right, so like I said, number two. Okay. Do not give them your phone number. I said that. Number three, they must be a stranger.
I don't know.
Like a one night stand, if it's a stranger, then I guess you don't gotta see it.
Well, yeah, that's not really a one night stand if you know him.
Bang bang.
Yeah, because if you know him, it's more of a casual friend type.
Yeah, you just had a little romp.
Yeah.
No, let me tell you something. If you don't know, that's a bang bang.
Yeah, well, that's that one night stand.
No, I could turn to a bang bang.
A bang bang?
Yeah.
Bang bang. All right. Number four, do not be drunk.
That's
they saying don't be drunk.
Why?
Be drunk.
I mean, I guess that's how you even get in the situation, to be drunk.
Because
mostly
let me
in
tell
the person.
You, a lot of one night stands look like one night stands. You know what I'm saying? So we need to be drunk all the time.
Yeah.
Man, you know?
I mean,
be nice, but don't be all crazy when you don't even know
girls,
what's going on.
You be a one and a half, a couple of things of Heineken, and a couple of tequilas or whatever, Patron. The next thing you know, you're looking like a dime.
You're 10.
You're Beyonce. And wake up in the morning, you're 600 pounds, but last night in that dress, for some reason, you looked like Beyonce.
And it go for females too. The one I was really looking at, Denzel, Tyrese,
he got abs. You were so drunk, you thought you seen abs. You woke up, it was wrinkles and stretch marks.
Yeah.
But you know what though? But for women, they don't get as even when they drunk, they don't be that. They just be like, all right, you know, I saw a Denzel looking dude, but I didn't get to him. I got to this dude, so I'm just gonna close my eyes and think about that guy, Wow. You know what? This dude do his thing.
Oh, man. You know what? No, that's it don't be like that. No, no.
I don't think women be, like, too drunk that they don't know
Hell yeah.
What they doing.
Hell yeah. I mean, okay. You're right. There's some.
Excuses.
You're right. I don't think all of them be, but there's some that be whopped and whopped.
There's some that go out.
There's
and
some
get
that totally blacked out. It's even men like that, a blackout drunk and don't remember absolutely nothing. That's not the drunk you're supposed to be.
Not if it was good. You remember.
All right, I got somebody else on the line. Let's see what the insight of this person. Hello, caller. Hello. Are you there?
What's the?
I guess they
the
died.
The last 8436.
Hello. All right.
They just one night stood the
show. They stood there. All right, five. Do not bring her to your place, Kappa. You messed that up already. You brung the lamp, the one lamp, the one night stand.
Yeah.
So you know to bring two lamps.
Next time you got to bring two. Do not use your car. They say don't put him in your car because they might remember your car. It might, you know, who knows?
If you drunk, you won't remember how my car looked. And you won't remember where I dropped you off at.
Let me tell you what my boy used to do. I won't give his name out. He would take girls, right? Yeah, I'll just say where he lived. He lived in Fort Lee. He would take the girl, right? Take her to his neighborhood to where he lived. But He would drive in a weird pattern, all kind of circles, in hopes that she couldn't remember the pattern that led to his block. But I'm like, she could have just looked at the street.
Mm-hmm.
Fine, you know what I mean? But, you know, and then, you know, he had like a townhouse, but he would drive. Yeah, he was too young. He was in his parents at the time. He wouldn't take him upstairs. He'd just take him in the garage. Do his thing in the garage,
and then
drive them out,
and then back out and
yep, and then drive in a weird pattern again, huh?
Lucky they ain't never like keep the car and die from the fumes and carbon dioxide.
Word in the garage, I could have passed.
Yeah, hopefully he didn't. You know, he definitely he couldn't do winter things. He had to do his thing in the summer, I guess.
That's crazy. And then he drove in a pattern like she can never see the block that he lives on.
Yeah, he drove in a zigzag. But I guess it worked because they never figured it out.
Maybe it's a reason why they didn't come back.
This is how you do. You drive through the highway and you park three blocks away from your house and you make them walk. I walked from somewhere. I was drunk.
So,
and then you drive them from the train station when you take them back.
She can't even get a cab? Like, she got to get on a train?
Well, it'll be in the morning. It's like going to work.
Would you already know that? Listen. That's foul. Come on. First off, come on. Why would you send her like that? She can't get in the cab. She already messed up looking from the night before.
Listen. All right, check this out.
At least
I have to drive her to a new vicinity to get a cab. No, I tell her to go to the cab base like seven blocks away. Like, I'll walk her to the cab base seven blocks away.
You just don't want her to know. Oh, yeah, you walk her back by your car and then put her in the cab.
Like,
and then people going to see you in the morning.
I call you.
All right, number seven, don't eat anything weird. I mean, that's cool, man. Don't be stink breath, garlic breath.
I'm eating clams all night.
Don't eat nothing that's going to have you throwing up.
If I know I'm trying to get a one-night stand, I'm going to give you some oysters or some clams.
Hey, that might work.
Yeah.
That's part of the game, you know?
You going to put in her underwear, too?
Huh?
Sardines and licorice.
You going to put some clams in her drawers?
Yeah, you'll definitely kill your one-night stand.
Sardines and black jelly beans.
Sardines and black jelly beans. Wow.
That's nasty. Listen, y'all listening to K. Nicole on this is Ladies Night on B Stew Radio. I'm just going down the rule of the one night stand. The rule. I'm on number eight. Number eight, do not fall asleep. All right.
How was supposed to do?
Don't fall asleep there. I mean, you know. They're saying you don't want to wake up with this ugly drunk night last night face looking at you.
I might need her to give me some cash back.
You know, and you don't really
want
your identity exposed.
I'm going to have to wake up with her. I might not got no money to get home, you know what I'm saying? I might want a little egg and cheese sandwich.
But think about
it.
You fall asleep, and she don't, she's going through your things, man.
No. She's going to fall asleep, too.
Oh, so you're going to make her fall asleep?
No, but make her fall asleep.
Well, listen, they just saying, do your thing and get out. What's the point of going to sleep? Go home and go to sleep.
Now, because poses. Freaky and wild and crazy and that. You ain't just getting out.
Listen, they said
you're going to try to get about three more rounds and then you're going to say, you know what, let me puff on this little thing and I'm going to come back a little bit later. And depending.
No, but that's depending on you. Because
right. If you get right out, that's a 1 hour stand. That's not a one night stand. You got to spend a night for it to be a one night stand. You got to spend a night.
Yeah, they saying in the morning. You just need to be ready to be out.
Leave in the morning anyway.
Yeah.
that's men are trained to live and leave in the morning. Our dad taught us that.
All right. Number nine, don't leave any tracks. Just be sure not to leave anything behind. A T-shirt,
no,
lighter.
You talking about DNA?
Don't even leave the protection pack. Yeah, don't leave nothing behind. Don't give her some reason to be holding on to that knife or him. What y'all think about that one?
Hey, you want to make a clean trail. You
want to
make sure there's no nothing to trace back. No.
I mean, you know what? If it's a one-night stand and you really do wake up and look at that person and that person is like, damn to you, then you should not leave no
track. I don't
track.
Know. It's like a dog pissing on a tree. I might want to just leave my mark. You know what I'm saying?
You
left
it.
You're going to see me again.
They will because now they got they might want to search for you now.
I mean, you can find me with a condom. You know what I mean? Saying I might want to see you again, too, if your technique is that good. You can take my condom and after I done did
listen,
everything
let me tell you,
you,
DJ Big Stu. You DJ Big Stu, a chick will use that against you. You know how many chicks done use condoms to get guys? They use that DNA and use it, and you'll be a father to somebody's kid and didn't even know it. You better take that protection with you. You bugging.
Well, I think now that you say that, now I'll pull the condom up and pour it on her.
She going to keep that.
You have to do it exactly. Keep the dress.
All right, this is most important. Don't kiss them when you leave. Just keep it moving.
Why you gotta kiss at all? So
keep
what,
it moving. Kissing means something
I
more.
I met you in the club. I don't know what you've been sucking on before you
sucking
came
on
to
your
the party.
Ass.
You know, you could have been sucking on something before you came to the party. Why
it
ain't gotta be a kiss to be a one night stand? The kissing is a different story. I have to get to know you to kiss you.
Damn.
I want to know your social security number when I kiss you and all that. You know what I'm saying? It's some information.
But listen, if it's wild and freaky, maybe you'll ask me.
I don't think I'm going to kiss
and
you.
And you're drunk.
I think we're just going to be saying some dirty and nasty stuff to each other and cursing each other out. That's what we're going to be doing. There ain't going to be no kissing.
Oh, man.
It's like kissing condoms.
Yeah, kissing, man, that could turn into something, man. You come out 2 days later with something big as hell on your lips, man.
Something
you know?
Growing.
Or, I'm going to tell you the worst thing for a guy, man. When you do find that one night stand and then you bump into her again, your man be like, yo, man, she used to be. You know, you be like, oh my God, I kissed her. Then if she did what she do, huh?
Yeah, that was crazy.
What'd you say, Kat?
No, I'm just laughing at that.
Oh, now, and then tell me this, Kat. If she did one of the dirty dudes that you know.
Nah, that goes for women, too.
Just
no female want to find out if she done messed with her. Mm-hmm. Wah, wah.
You know, be like, yo, she's a dirty Mario jammy, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Dirty Mario be doing the squeegee, be dirty with the crusty dirt stains on his elbow, always got dirt on his face, like he just came from fixing the car, and he don't even work on cars, you know?
Yeah, that's nasty.
And that's what happened. And then you find out she was sliding off of him later. That crushes us, man. So, no kissing.
All right.
Might bite your neck.
Listen.
Bite your elbow, depending on, you know.
It's DJ Big Stu in the Capitol and K Nicole Ladies Night.
You know,
come on.
Kelly, she spit on you.
Yeah, come on, but see, that's even
I'm
worse.
I'm not saying, I'm just telling you that, you know, you said dirty and dirty and nasty. That's the only lip action I see from dirty, you know, that's dirty and nasty with the tongue. Once you start putting the saliva, mixing them and rolling the tongues and the ropes.
Oh, God, listen, we changing the stomach. This is the situation. I'm talking about the one-night stand. We done went through
about
the rules of the one-night stand. We got
and
DJ
that's
Big
the main rule that you don't
He must have had one bad one night stand. I don't know what's going on with DJ Big Stu over there.
Just don't kiss
her. All right? But they got pros and cons to it, too. You know, the highlights of a one night stand. All right? Hassle-free sex. You get to pick a variety of people. Of, you know, women, men, whatever. You get your sexual release. You know, your pent up emotions, taking care of.
Propose
now, they got some cons to this, too. You know, you can catch a disease. It's possible when you're in your drunk state, kissing and spitting on each other. You know what I'm saying? It's
disgusting. Well, they say if you spit from 5 feet, it's good, man.
There's a chance of pregnancy, too, fellas, you know, doing all this. Ew, DJ
Mystery. One night stands usually lead to, if it do turn into pregnancy, it usually leads to kids with no fathers most of the time.
Not most of the time, because that girl be finding that dude.
Sometimes. Nah, you know what? One night stands usually lead to Maury Povich.
More what?
There you go. To Maury. Maury.
Oh, yeah, to Maury. He's not the father.
He's not the father.
Now, let me tell you, if you watch Maury,
if he got like
three night
stands
right?
with somebody else.
And let me tell you about one night stand, right? About Maury. This girl and her mother, the mother was going hard.
Yeah, hard. Like, that's 1,000%.
She's like, I'm 1,000%.
He's the father.
And when they found out that he, you know, the kid wasn't the father, the mother ran off the stage.
Yeah, the mother ran. Listen, that was some funny.
The daughter took a pause and she ran a little bit after the mother. Like, they said, give your mom 10 seconds before you run. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, the mother ran off and rolled over like it was her taking a DNA test. That was amazing to me. Oh, man.
Do you want us to give you 6 more tests for the other 6 times?
We can bring you right back. We can test whoever you need.
Well, that's what one night stands turn, and you're right.
I mean, that's
Maury
amazing, that Maury Povich stuff. Like, come on, man. How you got 10, 13, 12, 15 baby daddies? Like, wow. And you know what's so crazy about that situation? That situation, this girl was 16 and a boy was 17. It was little kids. You know what I'm saying? It was a real messed up situation. And the mother running off before the daughter rolled off the stage like she was taking a DNA test. I couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the pros and cons of one-night stands, you know, you risk the walk of shame home some. And, you know, ladies, sometimes we get emotional with it. Go home, sometimes we feel bad. Sometimes we be like, oh, man, I can't believe what I did. Fellas, they could care less most of the time. Sometimes I get a little emotional. They could care less. And then you got some women that just be like, hey, on to the next.
So if he missed her, he's a lonely guy.
It all depends. If it was good, I mean, if it was the bomb.
Then it ain't
going to
be a one-night stand, because if it was good, he going to get that number before he leaves her. It's not going to be. It's already set. I'm going to meet you tomorrow. Right?
She's going to disappear and have him.
I'm
going to
meet you tomorrow, right? Young girls always come back, because if you whip him, he buy you a pair of sneakers and you'll be right back. You ain't going to let him go that easy. You're going to be like, damn, I'll be back. You're going to buy me some sneakers, you're going to buy me this, and you'll be right back. So he'll turn the one-night stand. All a man got to do, if he really don't want a one-night stand to end, spend that money.
If he don't want it to end, spend some money.
Buy that girl something nice. Your girlfriend will be like, yo, go ahead, girl. Just jerk him, girl.
Nah, it all depends, though. I mean, you're right, Stu. But it got to be something good with this sex, too. That's what a one-night stand
is. If he buys you a bracelet, a watch, paying for your trip, getting your nails done. There's a whole bunch. That's,
you know,
what a, that's what they call a sugar daddy if he's older than you, and call a trick if he's the same age.
Listen, you know what? You're right. A lot of females will take that option. They will definitely take that option. You know what I'm saying? I got some news, too. You know, some news, some crazy news. But before I get into my news, I want to play some music. You know what I'm saying? Listen up to this stuff. I got some stuff about Fabulous, Kevin Hart. I got some crazy stuff going on with Rich Dollaz. Y'all know him. But listen, listen, stay tuned in. This is Ladies Night with K. Nicole.
I repeat, all the real niggas.
You know what? Before I get into Rick Rossi, I want to, because she's going to kill me, and she's going to send me a text. She's like, I'm listening. I'm listening, Nicole. Okay, Nicole. Listen, make sure y'all go check out my girl, Fanta. Fanta. She's located at the African and American here, Brayton, on 122nd and 123rd in Lexington. Between 122nd and 123rd in Lexington Avenue. You go there, let them know you heard it on K. Nicole Ladies Night, B-Stu Radio, and Fancy gonna give you $10 off that hairstyle. You know? The whole shop is nice. You go see anybody, but go see Fanta. You can get that $10 off. Fanta on 122nd, 123rd Street, Lexington Avenue, African and American hair braiding.
2011 Lexington Avenue.
That is the building. 2011 Lexington Avenue between 122nd and 123rd. All right? Let me get back into my Rick Rossi.
Double M, I got G's out in California. I ride for my niggas, dog.
It bothers me when the guards get to acting like the broads. Guess everything doesn't come complete with niggas like ours. That's why I see no need to compete with niggas like y'all. I just ask that when you see me, you speak up, nigga, that's all. Don't be ducking like you never wanted nothing. It's feeling like rap changed. It wasn't time, it was rugged. Back when if a nigga reached, it was for the weapon. Nowadays, niggas reach just to study records. Spaghetti boliers in the polo lounge. Me and my G from D.C., that's how I roll around. Might look like, but we heavy though. You think Drake would pull some shit like that, you never know. $1 million meetings in the polo lounge. Me and my man Oliver North, that's how I roll around. Shorty wanna tell me secrets about a rap nigga. I tell that bitch it's more attractive when you hold it down. Kobe about to lose 150 M's. Kobe my nigga, I hate it had to be him. Bitch, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
Bitch, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
Tell Lucy and I said, fuck it, I'm tearing holes in my budget. Bag her like we in public, then take her ass out in public. Ordered it up for late, told her butterflies, she'll love it. She used to soda and nuggets, she really just tired thugging. I've been hitting my pinnacle, you a pussy identical. You like the fucking finish line, we can't wait to run into you. But let me get my mind off that young rich motherfucker getting mine off rap with my niggas.
I ride for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas. I slide for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas.
Make it, man. Niggas tryna get at me.
Dawg.
I ride for my niggas.
My motto is Chicago, bitch. Everybody knows you're sweet. What the problem is? Don't play dumb, I'm the one that acknowledged it. Son of a bitch, I imagine what your father is. She said, how you make your opponent? The rapper of the moment, the style, he don't own it. Acting all hard, when he hardly like that. You gon' mess around and make me catch a body like that. Don't do it, cause every song you make, yo, is really whole music. I heard you said you wasn't a bitch cause you sing. You a bitch cause you clean like a bitch that's 18. Can't say my name but rap about a nigga's wife. You so black and white trying to live a nigga's life. I'm taking too long with this amateur guy. You ain't wetting no
Canada dry.
Nigga, make no mistake, I'm talking to Drake. It's the remix, Rick Ross, Common, and that whole ass nigga. Nah, man to man, I don't hide behind them other niggas. Nah, this man to man, you can't run behind them, man. This is a real man shit right here.
Wait till they see your smile.
and I'm back. It's your girl, K. Nicole. Ladies night.
Ladies night.
Ladies night. This is, I'm on Beastu Radio. You know, you can always go back and listen to the show anytime at beasturadio.com. Check out Ladies Night and any other, you know, any other hosts on the list. You know what I'm saying? I definitely got to give another shout out one more time to my girl, Fonta, because, you know, that's my girl, you know. And make sure y'all go check her out, you know. And y'all could even go to the link and check GB on the Beastu Radio link. So you could go ahead and remember where she's at, located at 1022 Lexington Avenue, between 122nd Street and 123rd Street. Go see Fonta. She'll give you $10 off. Like I said, you can go check that out. You know what? I even put that on my Facebook link, Ladies Night with K. Nicole. I put that on my Facebook link, too. You can go get it there. Make sure y'all can get that discount, man. $10 goes a long way, you know? I got some news, too, BK Big Stu.
What you got now?
Well, I know they've been talking about Whitney Houston's daughter, Barbie Christina, and her brother.
Insects.
/ you know, fiance. Well, you know, he's not really, really her brother. You know, he's like a adopted member. But to me, family is family. But
well, I mean, you know,
they're not blood related.
Yeah, well, you know, they were trying to make it seem bad. Like, you know, that was M said Bobby Brown. He's adopted. You know, they fell in love. That's a Romeo and Juliet story.
Yeah, you know, they still got them following them around. And right here, check this out on Boss Up. They got him on. Go check that out, too. They got a video of him where paparazzi bum rushed in and started asking a whole bunch of questions, and his face was looking crazy. Like, he couldn't handle it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had something to hide. I don't know, DJ Vix, too.
I mean, it depends on how the family figures it out. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, obviously they grew up with feelings for each other. Obviously they grew up, if he's adopted, they grew up with those type of feelings for each other. So
I mean, you know what? He's not blood related. They did grow up together, but I understand other views of the situation that, you know, he was adopted by the family. But you know what? She grew up with him, and he's not blood related. And, you know, maybe they bonded, and maybe he's what she needs. Who knows? You know, she just lost her mother, and she wanted to get close to her brother. You know.
Or maybe he could be just taking advantage of her.
I mean, I'm hoping that's not the situation, but he should be good anyway. Whitney Houston adopted him.
Oh, Whitney Houston adopted him?
That's
what
I'm
saying. They've been slinging for a long time.
They might have. They've been living together.
They've been slinging since. How long have they been living together?
They've been living. I mean, I don't know. They don't say when she exactly adopted him, but she adopted him. I think her and Bobby Brown adopted him.
Oh, man. It's a different story then. They've been. You know, he's been hitting that for a long time. They've been a childhood couple. They've probably been hiding, humping, run, catching, kiss.
You know what? You're probably right, DJ.
You know what I'm saying?
They've been living in our same household.
Yo, they playing run, catching, kiss, and doctor, and everything for years. And
probably
then
our first
then,
little nook.
You know what probably happened, you know? He probably should get jealous when dudes come around. Because, you know, being that she's Whitney Houston's daughter, you know some young dudes probably try to kick it to her. You know, some B2K
type of. She's a nice-looking girl, too.
B2K type of
dudes. Whitney Houston was beautiful.
You know, so I thought it was like they were trying to make it seem. You know, that's why you never believe what they say, man. You know, I'm a Bobby Brown fan. They were trying to make it seem like he was Bobby Brown's, like, son, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, I was like, wow, you know? And I seen Bobby Brown of a son. He used to be holding it down. He wasn't acting like he mentally that he would be that type of dude,
yeah,
man. So
crazy.
That's why I didn't think it was him.
Well, you know, I don't know what to say. I mean, they're not related. They've been together for a long time. I think people should just leave them alone.
Romeo and Juliet.
Leave them alone. Let them be. I got some other news. This is kind of crazy, too. You know, I'm looking in the news, and they got Southern Mississippi. That's a college. And they squared off with Kansas State yesterday in a basketball game. And when one of their point guards, Angelo Rodriguez, stepped up to the free throw line. I got it. The free throw line. And, you know, for the free throw line shot, the Southern Mississippi State band, the whole entire band started chanting, "Where's your green card? Where's your green card?"
Wow.
I mean, the whole band, like, this means that they were trained
that.
To say
yeah,
something like
planning
that.
Yeah, they were planning that.
Yo, Mississippi is definitely always known for one of the races.
Well, what was done? Nothing was done about that?
I mean, they didn't really get into the details of what was done, but they sure enough said what happened yesterday. So I'm definitely going to find out. I'm going to bring that back in, too, because that's crazy how racist these states are still.
That band is, like, all white?
It must be.
Wow.
In southern Mississippi, it's probably an all-white town. And this dude, as you can see, Angelo Rodriguez is a Hispanic man.
Yeah.
It's
wow.
crazy. The whole band.
He probably was killing them, too.
Yeah, they probably killed them. I didn't even get the score. I didn't get the score in there. I'm going to report that back because it just happened yesterday, so who knows. And so it probably got in the news. You know, they try to sweep stuff like that under the table all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's messed up. I got some news with Rich Dollars. You know Rich Dollars from...
Loving Hip Hop?
Yeah, Loving Hip Hop. Olivia's manager.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is he still her manager?
Well, he's supposed to be managing the other girl, too. The other girl, he was not... I don't know if he's still Olivia's manager, but he was managing the other model girl that wanted to sing. He started managing... And then I heard them two was dating at one time.
But see, that's what I got in the news. I'm not sure. They don't say who it is, but somebody's claiming Rich Dollars is a father to their baby. And he's like, you can take me for a DNA test. That's not my baby.
It might be that girl, the model girl on Love & Hip Hop.
You never know.
She came in there like a gold digger.
Yeah.
I had to see that.
And he had his eye on her too, right?
Yeah. And no, but see, they had it like they was a couple. So it might not be her, though. Because it looked like they was an open and it was out there couple. It was out there.
Really?
I reported that a couple of weeks back, man.
That him and the girl was just dating like that?
They were seen a lot of places hugging up, holding
hands.
So
maybe that's who it is. You know, maybe she done hit him with them pregnant.
He's a Harlem cat, so he sounds like he's saying a Harlem cat thing, you know, to her, like, take me to the DNA,
listen,
you know?
Listen, he said it ain't mine. We could go get a DNA test right now.
All right. I think we should play some dance music tonight.
Some dance music?
Yeah.
And then we come back, we get into my other news. I got some stuff. Y'all need to hear this about my man Fab and Kevin. Oh, man. This is the stuff that makes people, that makes the women be bugging out. This is what makes men in relationships or mess up with a lot, you know. So we'll get back into that. Let's play some music. Yeah, let's get into something dance. It's K Nicole, Ladies Night. Stay tuned in. Yeah.
Girl, give me 25 to life. Hey, Maybach.
Big money.
You ain't gotta turn the bass up. We gon' make the
the neighbors wake up. And when we done, we gon' do it again. So ain't no reason to be putting on your makeup. Go ahead and let your hair down. Come around and pull your hair out. I take a bow after I put it down. Take a shower, then let that air out.
And you like it in fruit.
If you're gonna let me coach you, we'll get started on the sofa. They gon' end up putting me in the pen for going in. I'll be beating up the. I'ma have you running back, babe. Once I get you to my back cave, SCX is automatic GPS. You gon' always wanna tell me where you at, babe.
Shorty be the bomb, she my red bottom blonde. Red bottom bag, I'm just a well paid don. New two seater, but the top already gone. We made love all night, but we can top that. Texas bananas, I took her shopping in the sky. Louboutins on your boy, you know that money multiply. She fell in love with a thug on the first date. Double Lamborghinis, Rosé and Ray J.
Where you been? Where you been all my life?
Saw you from afar, thought I'd say what's up. You can't tell me your name when we waking up. They said they call me Junchy, I'm good, I'm Gucci. Now you can kiss your old dude goodbye. Smooches, you're a beast, you're a beauty. Man, I think somebody didn't give Cupid a Uzi. Shoot me, you're a firework, brighter in the dark. So let's turn off the lights. Give me that spark.
Yeah. don't go home lonely. Club like stone, players from the bottles, trying to get lucky like Lotto. Give me a pass out, that's the motto. Full throttle, when you ain't looking, I saw you. Don't bother with the I ain't never did this before. That's cheap, I seen you do it all last week. In this club, at this town, you better get yours before I get out.
Go to the party too.
This
your girl
sir.
K Nicole, ladies night. My man DJ Big Stu in the building.
Yes, sir.
We went over the, you know, the rules and the pros and the cons of a one night stand. It's been a crazy night, man. Definitely. The Kappa came on. We had a caller come in and say he don't want to hear the rules. He just want to get to it. Oh man, it's going down. I got my news going on. Okay, let me get to the news. I was going to tell you about Fabulous and Kevin Hart. They went out this Wednesday, you know, to a strip club opening. Strip club called Diamond in ATL. Fabulous, they say, dropped 28,000. Made it rain.
What she did for 28,000?
I don't know what they did. Fabulous. Now, come on. Now, how could his girl feel? How would you feel about that?
Well, we might see on the next. If it's true.
They got pictures. I mean, the pictures is extensive. Y'all can go check that out,
They got pictures of $28,000.
They got the money all over the club looking crazy.
Well, you got to find out what it is. It might have been somebody getting married, somebody bachelor party. You got to find out what it is first.
Well, it's a strip club opening. Somebody threw a party in the strip club opening, which is the owner threw a party in there. I believe that's how it go. And Fabulous and Kevin Hart went in there doing their thing. They got a little crazy with it. But $28,000, like, for real?
You got it, if you know.
All right, I'll throw a couple of thousand, but $28,000, $30,000
on just some strip? My man Trap Fabulous says it ain't tricking if you got it, man. He living what he said.
He said it. And Kevin Hart dropped $7,000.
That's more than what Fabulous dropped.
But, yo, listen, he got a little butt in the face action. Dropped $7,000 for a butt in the face.
Hold up. He paid $7,000 just to let her put her butt in his face.
Just so she could just shake that ass in his face.
She must have had one hell of a butt.
She probably did.
A $7,000 butt.
Like, that's amazing. Like, come on, man. This is why he's going through what he's going through, too. I mean, come on. How can a woman feel about they men paying $7,000? I mean, $7,000 is not so bad, but $28,000, Stu? DJ Big Stu, come on. I hope you don't go out like that. I don't care how much I know you got it, but I don't care how much you get it.
$2,800.
$28,000. Like,
$28,000 ain't going up.
I don't care who bachelor party, who party. That's just ridiculous.
If I make it rain, it's really raining outside. I'm just telling you that right now.
I'm telling you, man.
I'd rather do other things with my money. But you know, I wonder if they're gonna like put that on Love and Hip Hop. Like if they're gonna, you know, add that to the fire with.
I mean, it just happened this Wednesday, so you never know, man. I'm sorry, I don't care who it is. I don't know what female would wanna know their man spent almost $30,000.
So she's sitting home somewhere hearing this again.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Emily, but your man is your man.
Well, I don't know. We don't even know if it's true. Cause like I said, it could have been.
Those pictures is crazy. So you gotta see the pictures. I'm gonna show you the pictures.
It could be like he was just chilling. You don't even know whose birthday it was, but homeboy. It might have been a homeboy sentimental thing. He was wishing somebody off.
He could have just been stunning. You know how they do it, but that's a lot of money. I mean, if he'd have got $3,000,
he might be a solid investor in there. Fab might be a solid investor in there. You know,
he might be
doing his thing.
I know him and Kevin Hart spent the most out of the night.
But Kevin Hart to spend $7,000 to have a girl shake her butt in your face, her butt have to be extremely, extremely beautiful. I don't know.
Listen, if you see the pictures too, and then you're going to have to get back on us. You're going to have to let us know if that butt was worth that $7,000.
$7,000 is a used car, man. I'm telling you.
Listen, that butt was good enough for Kevin Hart. He paid $7,000 for it.
Wow. And didn't sleep with it. Just rubbed it in his face.
He probably hit that. That was 7 G's, man. She probably went home and got another 7.
One night stand?
Maybe.
That's a $7,000 one night stand.
Maybe more, because if she went home.
Well, probably went home with.
He should have had a couple of them when he went home.
Well, I'm saying 7,000, they all went home with a couple.
Yeah, somebody went home. They went home.
Kevin Hart, Fabulous, whoever was with them.
They had some fun there.
The dude who carried all of their luggage to the place, he was balling.
He had somebody too.
Yeah, trust me.
7,000. Well, that $28,000, that's like, damn, that's a house payment for some people right there, you know?
Yeah, man. A coffin costs $7,000.
If you got it, like you said, you're going to spend it. But that's,
you know that?
I don't know if I'm going to throw it.
A coffin costs $7,000. A nice coffin.
A coffin?
I'm just saying, you know?
I mean, come on.
I'm just saying.
A coffin, you could get a really nice one for $7,000.
That's what I'm saying.
They got Ruben Studdard in the news. He just talking, you know.
What's up with him? What are you doing?
He's still chilling, though. Actually, Ruben Studdard's still getting the money. He said American Idol has affected his life, you know, in the obvious financially. And he said he's listening on this year's American Idol. He said he like how it's going.
I mean, what that mean? He doing his thing. What's his pockets? What's
he? I mean, I guess he still got money. He's still getting paid off the American Idol thing. He ain't really talking too much.
He's on American Idol tour.
He probably going in with them too. But I just think that, you know, maybe he got some stuff going on in other cities and states and countries or something.
Well, you know, he was a big letdown, man. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, he's a good brother, but you know. Everybody was wishing he was going to be the next Vandross.
Yeah.
He came out. He had the momentum on him. Oh, man.
I just think he didn't have the right writers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I liked Ruben Studdard, man. A little teddy bear Ruben Studdard.
But, you know, he was, you know, y'all, I don't know, you know, y'all wanted, you know, Tyrese came out and knocked him out the box the same year.
That's the same year Tyrese came out, too?
I don't know. They're around the same year. You know,
nah, I think Tyrese came out before Ruben Studdard.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. I'm just saying, you know, he wasn't, you know.
I mean,
I gave him a teddy bear thing when he lasted
he
long.
He switched up too much. He sung some, so he didn't, like, switch it. He didn't switch it up enough, and then he started doing gospel. And
I wonder if he's making money off his big man clothes. Remember, he had a clothing line for big men.
He probably might. I don't remember. I don't know the name, so who knows?
Hammer's paid.
Yeah.
Hammer's back being paid. Hammer's buying your gold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know that.
Sell your gold at Hammer.
Sellers. Cash
Hammer
for gold.
Cash for gold is owned by MC Hammer. Nobody knows that. Not too many people know that. MC Hammer is paid right now. He found the new hustle and being an online and television pawn shop.
Yeah, yeah. That is crazy because he started that whole revolution of selling gold. You know, they got a bunch of them now. You never know. He might have something to do with all of
But then he must be was never broke because you have to pay these people. So he must be was never, ever broke.
I mean, that's too legit. Trust me when I say it. In other countries, that's still popping right now.
Yeah, yeah. Hammer record. I mean,
those
well,
clothes is coming back. I didn't see people with the Hammer fans. That's serious.
The crazy part about it is that you never really see nobody dedicate nothing to Hammer. Like, you know, nobody really dedicate a hip-hop show or R&B show to Hammer, man.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't really hear that. That's, you know, I might do that. But Hammer only got a couple of hits. But, I mean, I go back into when he was hardcore Hammer, when he had his boy with him. I forget his name, man. We had the big kid with him. He's like, yo, Hammer, they don't know about you, Hammer. Yo, Hammer, Hammer, Hammer. That's when Hammer was hardcore Hammer before he started, you know, before he did that Can't Touch This. Once he did Can't Touch This, Hammer just switched out of the lane. He was different.
I don't really know what happened to Hammer either. Hammer, you know, I think the pressure was on him, you know.
Pumps in the bumps.
That was crazy. Yeah, that was some crazy.
Hammer was down with Death Row at that time, so he was, you know, he had to roll and act like Suge Knight. No one him to act, and at that time it was basically being at the barbecue with the plaid shirt on and the sunglasses on, and that's how the thugged out dudes looked at back then, you know, in the 90s. You know, everybody had the plaid shirt button to the top, the gangbanging shirts, you know what I mean, with the do bags and the sunglasses or the Scully. You know, I call it the old school gangbanging shirts.
Oh, man, that was just crazy, I'm telling you.
But he, you know, he was trying to do the Suge Knight. You know, that, you know, he learned, he admitted about that one, too. He said he didn't really like what he did right there. You know?
Yeah, but come on, he had on that bikini, whatever.
Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night to Hot Talk.
Hot Talk.
You know what I'm saying? Topic will be forgiveness. Can we really do it? You know what I mean? Is it really a such thing as forgiveness? Mimi and the Kappa will be doing their thing with Hot Talk, so make sure y'all tune into that. I might have said, I know the topic of tomorrow is going to be about forgiveness. So make sure y'all tune in. That's Sunday night, Drinks on Russ. Be here again. Russ is doing his thing, interviewing somebody with some health food drinks,
yeah.
If I can remember. If I remember correctly, that's what Russ is doing. But other than that, once again, we want to shout out to Fanta at American Hair Braiding. You know what I'm saying? And address is 2011 Lexington Avenue. That's between 122nd and 123rd Street. Make sure you say K. Nicole Ladies Night at Beef Stew Radio. She'll give you $10 off of every hairstyle.
$10 off. We're going to put that on the link, too.
Yeah, make sure you do that. $10 off of every hairstyle. Fanta.
Fanta. Listen, thanks y'all for tuning in. You know, we still talking, but I just want to let the people know, you know, I appreciate you tuning in, appreciate the love. Next week, I'm going to have something even more crazier going down. You know, we're going to have some fun. We have some fun every Friday on Ladies Night. You know, DJ Big Stu, I'm going to mess with him all the time because he's on the 1 and 2, and I got to mess with him. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Make sure y'all check out that interview last night with Ray Vaughn, M7. Click on the link, History of Harlem Hip Hop Part 2, Me and Drinks on Russ. We did a great interview last night with my man Ray Vaughn and Travis Jacobs. That's just real hot. Check it out.
Yeah, it was definitely a good interview with DJ Bistu. I want to let you know that was a really good interview. Definitely schooled me on something, you know.
Well, we out of here, man.
We out of here. Everybody have a good night. Beast Radio.